What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 58 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the long-awaited and long-teased that we've been keeping an eye on for a little while, the 2020 Flying Spur from Bentley. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I had said, everybody, we've been following this 2020 Flying Spur for quite some time. Now that the official reveal actually happened, now we have the full spectrum of details in regards to this new Flying Spur. We got a lot to talk about, so let's just go ahead and get right into things. Here's what we already do know. We know Bentley released their brand new 3D, I guess you would call it, inspired technology for their styled leather, which is kind of like a quilted or diamond pattern, if you will. That's actually raised from the leather itself. Pretty incredible. We do know that the Flying Spur is going to feature a Rolls-Royce styled hood ornament, which is pretty wicked for competition, honestly, which is kind of a little jab at Rolls-Royce, but that's competition. There's nothing wrong with that. And then we also know that the new Flying Spur, instead of coming standard with the 6-liter W12, that is actually going to be an option. So the 6-liter W12 and the new Flying Spur is an additional option, and it's not standard, but it does come with a little bit more horsepower, 626. The new engine is going to be derived from the Bentley Continental GT, which is going to be a twin turbocharged 4-liter V8, giving you 542 horsepower and 568 foot-pounds of torque. Whichever you prefer, the V8 obviously will be a little bit more cost effective, but I think for this car, just go with the W12. Just do it. You're buying this car anyway. Just go all out for it. Now, that was what we already know. Here's what we don't know and what we just learned due to the unveiling actually happening. 22-inch wheels are going to be now finally an option on this car instead of the 21-inch wheels that are currently standard. Now, in my opinion, this is one of the biggest things that we recently found out is the overall size specs of the Flying Spur itself. It's 0.2 inches longer than before, 212.8. It's actually half inch less wide, 77.3, but it does feature the same height as the previous Flying Spur, 58.6. In my opinion, the most important spec of this sizing is the wheelbase, which is increased by 5.1 inches, totaling 125.8. That's going to help with comfortability of suspension, smoother ride, and also being a rear passenger, more legroom as well. Remember, this is a comfort and luxury vehicle that's rivaling Rolls-Royce. You gotta have that luxury, you gotta have that comfortability. You're also gonna have a brand new LED light system, which looks completely mind-blowing. There's all sorts of things going on with these headlights. You got patterns, a brand new pattern everywhere, and like lines everywhere. It's kind of cool, actually, kind of mesmerizing. Of course, you're gonna have a panoramic sunroof, and remaining on the interior, your seats in this new 2020 Flying Spur are gonna have full customization, adjustable lumbar, adjustable side bolsters, adjustable shoulders, heated and cooled seats, featuring massage seats as well. Total luxury when it comes with the seats as well. You're also going to have ambient lighting, night vision, a 360 camera, and blind spot assist featured in this new Bentley Flying Spur. And additionally, going with this new car, you're going to have four suspension sensors, rear wheel steering, and overall more safety technology that's going to be implemented as well. So this is a whole bunch of information to throw at you. And once I literally have a giant list in front of me of all the new things we didn't know before, price wise, it's going to set you back mid 200,000s all the way up to 400,000. It just depends on your specification. Of course, Mulliner is going to be available for this Flying Spur. For those that don't know, Mulliner is like the customized section of Bentley. They will take your car and however you can envision your Bentley, they will make it for you. If you said, Bentley, I want you to take the color off of this little speck from my shirt right here and match it with this case on my phone color wise, they'll do that for you. Anything you can imagine and put your heart into when creating a car, Mulliner will do that for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it was a lot of information thrown at you at once, but there's a lot of information to tell. And I think this new Flying Spur is going to be absolutely phenomenal. I think it is going to be a very big competitor for Rolls-Royce. Honestly, I'm kind of leaning towards the Flying Spur compared to the Rolls-Royce equivalents. But that's just me. You may like Rolls-Royce, and that's totally cool. But that actually concludes episode number 58, talking about the long-awaited 2020 Flying Spur. This episode is just more about new things we didn't know compared to what we did before. Don't forget to like on Facebook, follow on Instagram. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, go ahead and follow the podcast. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. And if you like this episode and like this video, hit a like on it as well if you don't mind. That would be really cool. Anything you guys need from me, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Now, please don't forget to tune in for the next episode, episode number 59, which is going to premiere on July 10th. We're going to be talking about the company De Tomaso and their revival. They are coming back, so be sure to tune in to that. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.